The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
In today's Gospel, we can find the three primary activities of Jesus' mission while he was here on earth: heralding, teaching, and healing. Jesus was primarily the herald of God the Father, bringing mankind the good news that God is a loving, forgiving, merciful, and compassionate Father. Second, Jesus was a teacher and preacher who taught the gospel in word and in deed by living an exemplary life, by demonstrating God's love, mercy, forgiveness, and compassion. And third, Jesus was a healer, spending much time healing people of their bodily, mental, and spiritual illnesses. And one more point is that the 12 that he called, the 12 apostles, were just ordinary people. There was nothing special about them. You and I, as ordinary people, have received the same call to mission and to service and to faith as the 12 apostles, specifically to continue Christ's mission here on earth, to be heralds of his good news, teaching everyone the gospel, and going about spiritually healing others where we can with a kind word or a smile or just good spiritual advice. My brothers and sisters, this is our mission from Christ. Will we do as he has asked? Will we follow his lead and bring others to him and his Father?